The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11-10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies. And along with our wonderful son, Darren, I'll get the name right then, Darren, the owners of Alive and Well, with the most amazing, incredible products you could ever find, and the unique formulas carried nowhere else, and the beautiful, gorgeous, organic broth cafe at Alive and Well.
Delicious. You forgot the
delicious
word delicious.
And the, you know, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, the organic wide spectrum of choices that are, and also remember the interreaction, and we are honored to have this interreaction beyond words that we could ever express with the local organic Maui farmers, bringing the beautiful fresh produce that's brought in every single day.
So locally sourced.
Locally
yes.
sourced, magnificent, and used for all the vegetables and even the intensive glow juices and detoxifying glow juices that are provided at Alive and Well. And it's just so exciting and delicious and marvelous. And we want to say, too, that all of the different everything we have there, any water we use, is the Vortex water, the purest water on the planet, and with zero contamination, highest oxygen, and all. It's just energizing, strengthening the immune system, and 99999 free of any contamination.
You want to hear what Dr. Wolfson says about
it? I'd like to hear what Dr. Wolfson says about it.
Dr. Wolfson is a naturopathic physician. And this is what he talks. He talks. It's part of his discussion he had about water, and how important water is, and how important clean water is. Let me go. He says, "How often do you think about the water you drink?" Is his opening in this paragraph. He says, "We need to be We need this critical source of sustenance, water, but sometimes don't give much thought to the quality of the water." The fact is, we need to consider the quality of our water is a sad situation. After all, millions of years went by and the water was perfect. Whether from a spring or a running stream, our water was pure. All that was there was water, H2O, minerals, and beneficial microbes. Today, the state of our water supply is quite different. The list of harmful pollutants in our water is long and includes references to toxicology, pharmacology, microbiology, metallurgy, and inorganic chemistry. Sounds pretty tasty, right?
Oy vey.
Well,
pretty contaminated, pretty poisonous, pretty toxic.
Pesticides, phthalates, parabens, plastics, pharmaceuticals are in the water system. And that's only the P words, the P toxins. Don't forget about the mercury and the lead and the arsenic and the cadmium and the aluminum. And other elements, including radioactive ones that don't belong in our water or in our bodies. Dangerous microbes, such as parasites and bacteria and viruses, can and do and are often there. But at last and not least, chemicals like volatile organic compounds and perfluorocarbons, Teflon, are pervasive is the word, in our water.
Pervasive, meaning everywhere.
It's throughout there.
All of that, and we're taking that in. This is our fundamental supply. We can't live without the water. And it's got to be absolutely clean, absolutely
but
pure, and absolutely
detoxified. But given the above,
detoxified.
He says it's quite clear you can't drink from the tap.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Along comes, vortex.
Vortex.
He goes on to say, don't even get me started on the bottled waters. Most are filled with contaminated water held by plastics that leach into the water, compromising it even more. The microplastic phenomenon is something people haven't considered in a long time. Tiny little particles of plastic that emanate from the plastic container into the water. So that's what the doctor has to say.
And you know, Vortex is absolutely guaranteed. The advanced water technology of Vortex, it effectively removes 99.99%. I'm quoting it exactly.
You're famous for those nines, you know.
I know. That means that's the greatest purity that any
it
can say on the
much
planet.
Better
they
than
can.
That.
Of chlorine, odor, dirt, mercury, bad taste, pesticides, herbicides, sediment particles, heavy metals, lead. While retaining the essential minerals and salts of the water. That is absolutely terrific and thrilling. Isn't that so?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But it's also the way the when it comes out of the spigot, when you pull the little handle and you're filling your jug with the water, it comes out like a bubbly. Because it's being whirlpooled, as you were, it's being vortexed as it emanates from the pipe. And that activates even more, giving you the good spring water activity.
And that's just what they say, the final stage of purification, the vortex chamber, and designed to copy a million-year-old system from nature, just like a mountain stream, they say, that breaks down molecules by passing over rocks. It purifies and structures the water. The vortex chamber acts in the same organic manner, creating millions of tiny cylindrical tunnels to break down molecules, which makes the water easier to absorb by transporting nutrients into our cells while removing toxins.
And if you don't have a glass container, we have glass containers at the store.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yes.
You can buy the glass container, and with each one you buy, you get a free fill of Vortex water.
Beautiful.
What can be better than that?
And when you're coming over to do that, and if you don't feel like waiting at the time, you can also call the 877-4950. Order all the beautiful organic foods, the beautiful smoothies, the great recipes that are made whenever anything's cooked or anything like that, any preparation, even if it's organic tea or coffee, it's always made with Vortex water. The wonderful salads, the wonderful vegetables, the wonderful organic meats or chickens or vegan or vegetarian.
Everything.
It can all be ready for you as soon as you want to come in, get your water, pick up from the Bar Cafe. You know, I want to start by saying, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Strictly reporters, okay? We just report what holistically minded doctors or doctors in clinical trials have found out about nutrients. Now, I want to say I'm not making a claim about this. I'm not making a claim. I'm just giving testimonials are wonderful things that people, our dear friends that come into Alive and Well, share with us about their experience with nutrients of different types, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this wonderful lady said that the lumps in her breast were all gone. I know she had severely abnormal. All tissue was normal. She said she used the Happy Progesterone Cream. Okay, and she's almost
as designed and promoted by Dr. John Lee.
And we make
MD.
No claims. The reports of studies, Dr. John Lee, Dr. Niels Larson, very famous doctors, the head of Mount Sinai, Dr. John Lee, MD, and others, about how natural progesterone, not synthetic,
not progestin,
standardized
not
plant,
not progestin,
no, and the standardized plant extract. Extracted from the plant, but standardized to be exactly what's utilized in the body and what's the amount, fills receptor sites in the breast tissue and stops toxic levels of estrogens from causing growth. Now,
let me just say something.
Please do.
Because men think they have testosterone forever, but they don't. Okay, as you get older, your testosterone levels diminish, and you know, there's an enzyme which converts some of your testosterone into estrogen.
Should we have Gary play a guitar or a musical instrument or a violin?
Something very sad.
Very sad
and
music
moaning
in the background.
I'll say
about things for women, too. Okay. Don't give me the sexist thing, because women have their problems and issues, too. Gary, where is the violin? Where's the violin when you need it? Okay. All right, Gary's going to learn that for next time.
But women also have fluctuating hormonal levels. As you get older, your hormonal production changes. And the predominant thing that Dr. Lee pointed out years ago was that your progesterone production, which is the anti-cancer hormone, the bone-building hormone, the brain-rejuvenating hormone, the progesterone starts to diminish. The production of progesterone starts to diminish by the time you're 30 years old. By the time you're 40 or late 30s or early 40s, you're entering a period of life called what?
Menopause.
Well, premenopause.
Premenopause. And there's no more progesterone. Even the top television doctor, and along with Dr. Niels Larson, head OBGYN of Mount Sinai, New York, came in and said that the right progesterone cream is the most important thing for women in their 40s and above.
And as your progesterone levels go down, your PMS symptoms go up because your estrogen levels are now excessively high and toxic. The progesterone is no longer there to protect you from the excessive estrogens.
Right.
And you get cysts and you get fibroids and you get uterine problems and you get emotional upset and you get topsy-turvy. But Dr. Lee found the answer 50 years ago.
Yes, he did. And the other doctors have gone along. Yes.
He created the bioidentical progesterone cream.
Right.
Okay?
Right. And, you know, I can't leave that topic without saying a word from my experience. I'm not making a claim about the cream. I'm saying that years and years and years ago, actually, it was more like 30 years, you know, Dennis and I were, I was in my 40s then. Okay. We were young nutrition consultants in Florida with the top leading consultant. We were working together with the top leading consultant and Jeff Donegan. He won, and I had for years and years what they called solid rock breasts. Your breasts are like bean bags. That's what the doctor said, solid rocks. We have to amputate them or you're going to get the worst form of cancer. And I get that frequently. I didn't want that, and it would always make me nuts. And then our partner, who was such a brilliant man, said, "Have you read about Dr. Lee? Have you read about the natural progesterone cream? Mona, you've got to read about this." And he says, "You've got to use that." And what I'd had for many years, when I used the natural progesterone cream, all the lumps disappeared. The breasts were 100% normal and have remained so ever since because I use it ever since.
Right.
I'm not taking a risk on that. Making a claim? No. Making a claim? No. Just reporting an experience and just touching on the work of Dr. John Lee. That's not even how natural progesterone builds bone, because that's why we lose bone. The top TV doctors and Niels Larson was saying that you have to use it because the bone-building cells require only one food that makes them able to do their work at bone building, and that's natural progesterone. So they were reporting on the clinical trials hosts of clinical trials that all who had lost bone saw a reversal with the use of the natural progesterone.
And guys, you may find this a bit peculiar, thinking of progesterone as a female hormone, but men also make progesterone. And progesterone production diminishes in men in their mid-40s and early 50s. And at the same time, your estrogen levels go up. At the same time, your testosterone levels go down. So what are you ending up with? Misery. A lot of emotional problems and inadequacy and frequent urination and can't really get it up like you used to get it up. So things are really problematic. But the same progesterone, beneficial hormone that's for women, is the same beneficial hormone for men. It keeps your estrogen levels low, where they belong, okay? Lower estrogen levels mean greater urinary control, erectile capability, emotional stability. All the things that go along with healthy aging can be attributed to maintaining the right balance of testosterone and progesterone,
right,
and keeping estrogen levels low.
And we've reported on clinical trials, we reported on the show, mm-hmm, about how the use of a transdermal natural progesterone actually boost testosterone and physical performance, et cetera. It was very exciting into their clinical trials.
It's also anti-cancer, just like it is in women.
Right. Okay. And you know, along with this is just beautiful. Two wonderful men. They're he's a great fit guy. He came over. He said, "I have to tell you this." Great fit guy doing major physical work as part of his life. And he applauded and applauded with rave reviews, Pain Power from Alive and Well. Mm. He stopped all of his stiffness and pain as part of his occupation. He swears by his hero, Pain Power, that stopped all that and enabled him happily to do his work. All right?
He called it his hero. His Pain Power is his hero.
He used many words like that, absolutely.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Beautiful. And it's interesting because during the same few days, another wonderful man says, "You have to know about what Pain Power did for me." I said, "Please share." He works, and he went on and on about this. I wish I could remember every word. I had him here talking. Landscape work on banks and slopes. He does major work. I wish I knew all the technical work that he said. I couldn't imagine because it was new to me. And he said it was been very hard on his ankles and calves, sore tendons, calves of his legs. Pain Power, he said. 2 or 3 days, all of his pain was gone. I'm not making a claim. I'm just telling you how he reported it. He says he swears by it. He's so grateful that it was put together. And so that's very exciting.
You know, one of the major components in Pain Power is curcumin. And the form of curcumin is the best absorbed form because it also has piperine, which absorbs the anti-inflammatory activity of the curcumin. But here's something that I read just the other day. It reduces pain, reduces swelling, reduces discomfort. But the curcumin is very active in helping to remove the amyloid beta plaque in your brain.
Yes, it is.
Okay?
That's wonderful. Very
now,
exciting.
I can't tell you this is going to cure any kind of brain problem. I'm not a doctor. I can't say that. But doctors who work with curcumin and with fish oil combination point out that the combination of the super omega-3 fish oils with the curcumin, which is found in Pain Power, helps to remove the beta amyloid plaque in the brain.
Isn't that magnificent? We've been reading. There are so many reports on that, and they actually many different famous doctors and pharmacist specialists have talked about the use of bioperine, that black pepper extract, increased by hundreds or even thousands of times the effectiveness of the curcumin, which we made sure to include in Pain Power.
That's right. But this is kind of an anecdotal thing that I'm just mentioning here. The fact that the curcumin and the healthy fats, the super omega-3, help to reduce the amyloid beta plaque in the brain, which is a contributor to dementia and Alzheimer's and so on. And isn't it amazing? That's been proven to work by these holistic physicians. But there's a new drug which gained approval in the market to remove the plaque, where 11 of the commissioners who on the board of directors voted against the drug.
That's right. That's
one
right.
Voted for it, so the FDA approved the drug for further investigation and use. But get this, it only costs $56,000 a year.
Yes,
Pain Power and fish oil cost considerably less than that.
And it's 100% natural and free of any allergens or anything like that. And interesting, because what's been in the news also goes along with what we learned from European physicians and made sure to have high dosage in the Pain Power, and that is serrapeptase, proteolytic enzyme, the enzyme that eats up inflammation. Before I get into that, I do want to say that one of the two gentlemen, and other people say this all the time, but he said the other great benefit, he said, from the Pain Power from himself, he said, wherever else I had pain or inflammation, eye or an ear or a throat or a wrist or anything, he said, it stopped all of those
things.
That's right. It's not just particular in just one spot. Mm-hmm. It helps inflammation anywhere in the body.
And inflammation, as we've said, ad nauseum, as reported by medical specialists around the world, uncontrolled inflammation is the leading cause of all ALL disease.
That's right. And even, remember, it was years ago, the American Medical Association came out that inflammation is the number one cause of all the killing diseases, cancer, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes.
Parkinson's.
They listed it as the leading cause, inflammation. Mm-hmm. So here's a really fascinating new report that came out. Serrapeptase is an enzyme.
And it's a component in pain power.
Powerful component, mm-hmm. high dose. Proteolytic enzymes, like serrapeptase, travel through the blood, say the researchers, and degrade, in other words, break down damaged proteins, thereby resolving inflammation that comes from injury or infection. And all the clinical trials are cited here. In animals, for example, serrapeptase is as effective as they were experimenting as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for resolving damage-induced inflammation with zero side effects. In humans with chronic inflammatory conditions affecting the ears, nose, or throat, serrapeptase eliminated symptoms like pain after just 1 week and led to, quote, excellent improvements in 97% of patients.
Get that. Beautiful.
Compared with only 22% of those using placebo. More importantly for immune health, proteolytic enzymes like serrapeptase are extremely powerful compounds for improving mucous membrane barrier health. This is very important to listen to, especially now with the virus scares. They essentially break down, quote, old and, quote, stale mucus that hangs around too long, exposing any viruses or bacteria that try to enter the body to a fresh layer of viscous mucus rich in immunoglobulins that serve as a first-line defense against infections. Read about another study, then.
Okay. Word for word, verbatim, folks. Another study, the doctor says, using serrapeptase in people with chronic sinusitis, all the sinus issues, showed greatly improved mucociliary clearance, removal of old mucus, and improved mucus viscosity. Another study of serrapeptase in people with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, showed massive reductions in mucus viscosity, which means it breaks down congestive mucus, clears it out of your lungs or your throat or your sinuses, wherever it might be building up. Proteolytic enzymes, says the doctor, break down the bonds between caked-in mucus so that your body can clear the old mucus to expose the fresh layers of mucus. This is a major key to mucus membrane function, which is the first line of defense of your immune system. First line of defense of your immune system.
Right.
And along working with serrapeptase is its famous companion, natokinase. Natokinase and serrapeptase work as a perfect team in doing and amplifying the removal of built-up mucus and production of fresh, new, very effective mucus.
Right. And, you know, interesting because there's so many endless reports, and here's another big report coming out by doctors and quoting all the clinical trials here about a tremendous team player along with removing the mucus and helping the fight against viruses. And again, I know we've said it before, but that keeps coming out in the news. NAC plus supplementation, they're saying.
I was going to mention
and
that.
That's why I'm reading this little bit here. Reliably increases glutathione concentrations in situations of increased oxidative stress and immune functions, such as during infections, making it a strong therapeutic, say the doctors, for the prevention and treatment of respiratory tract infections, quote, all clinical trials, and treatment. NAC Plus is also critically important in reducing respiratory congestion by acting as a, quote, mucolytic, by breaking up the disulfide bonds in mucus. This is critically important, say the doctors, because, one, for the immune system to fend off viruses effectively in the mucous membranes, We need the virus to be interacting with a fresh layer of mucus, not caked on old mucus. Viruses take hold much easier when the mucus is not fresh and is caked on. Interesting. They go on to say, in respiratory infections, the mucus has a higher viscosity and gets lodged in the nasal passages. NAC clears it out. In middle-aged and elderly adults, supplementation of NAC daily reduced the odds of having influenza, they highlight this, by 43% compared to placebo. It reduced the severity of the infection and nearly halved the amount of time participants reported being in bed due to the flu.
Beautiful.
Isn't that amazing? Again, every single week, yeah. And these are doctors quoting their clinical trials. How important is that?
And here is a couple more, Bomo. And that is the NAC creates new liver growth, new liver tissue, cleansing, detoxing the liver.
Yes, the
liver detoxes itself, and the NAC does the job. It helps the liver produce glutathione, which is what? The major, major anti-inflammatory and antioxidant that a body produces on its own. Because metabolism creates a certain degree of inflammation. The liver is designed from conception to reduce that excessive growth of inflammation, which is anti-health. It rebuilds the liver, the kidneys, the lungs, and has also been shown to be very effective in helping neurotransmitter activity in the brain. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal nutrient. And the FDA, in all of their wisdom, is now considering, they're putting out a warning, that they're going to take the NAC Plus off the market. Why?
Because it's a threat. It's a threat, and money makes the world go round. I don't have the singer to do that right now, unless you want to sing it, Dan.
A threat to who, honey?
Pharmaceutical industry.
Yes, all the drugs they want to produce.
That's right, exactly
so
right.
The new concept is that drug manufacturer wants to use NAC as a component in its new lung drug, whatever it would be. So the FDA is going to take the free market NAC off the market. It's been on the market for years and years and years.
It's a nutrient.
And it's safe.
A natural amino acid.
That's right. And what they want to do, instead of costing 10 cents a capsule or a tablet, it's going to cost you $10 a capsule or a tablet.
That's right. Many, many thousand dollars a year, of course.
So a lot of people are coming in to buy a couple of bottles of NAC because they want to be ahead of the game when the FDA makes its final decision.
And that, you know, there's so many benefits. There were all kinds of news was coming out. We've reported it on NAC's benefit for the heart, NAC's benefit for hearing. The military uses it to prevent and help reverse hearing loss for the training of the soldiers with mm-hmm. the gun shooting, et cetera, and all of that. It's been the leading in hospitals nutrient to restore liver function after the liver fails due to acetaminophen, Tylenol, all of those across that
which
liver
are killing
liver
thousands
killing
of people
livers.
That's right.
And kidney problems too, also. So that's just part of the benefits. You know, but here's a new discovery. Maybe it's not a new discovery. It's being reported by a top doctor, Chauncey Crandall, MD. This is his writing here about this reported in a major medical journal. A hormone found in the blood that's commonly linked to heart disease can signal when someone is more likely to grow weaker or lose their ability to balance. People in their early 60s with higher than normal levels of brain natriuretic peptide, BNP, have been found to walk slower, be less able to raise themselves from a chair, and balance on one leg up to 9 years after first being studied, according to the study by British researchers published in the medical journal Circulation. This particular hormone, BNP, is primarily produced in the heart's left ventricle, its main pumping chamber, when the heart is working too hard to pump blood. It's possible that if a blood test shows someone with higher than normal levels in their 30s or 40s, they would be able to reduce their risk of aging more rapidly with exercise, healthy diet, and the right supplements. The latest study accounted for common reasons people lose strength and balance late in life, including heart disease, kidney disease, and diabetes. High levels of this peptide were more associated with lost balance and strength among study participants than health problems such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and even smoking. Can we talk here, you know, Dan, about the great nutrients? And what this made me think of, a charming young lady and her mother, she was just in her 30s, beautiful young lady, this was a while back. She said, you told me about the nutrients. Again, I wasn't making the claims, we were just talking. She said she kept fainting, getting weak. The heart was having problem pumping the blood through the body. And in discussing the possibility of some nutrients helping the body in its different functions, one of the main things she tried was the cardio, CoQ10. She said, I want to come in and thank you. I said, I had nothing to do with it, just a messenger giving you information about what the doctors, holistically minded, have found out. Yeah. She used the cardio CoQ10. She says, no dizziness. I can walk now miles. I feel terrific. I'm about to take a trip with my mother. We're traveling around. I feel marvelous. Those great nutrients made a world of difference, particularly the cardio CoQ10.
The cardio is the best absorbed form of CoQ10 on the market. It is remarkable in its effectiveness. But for people who have low energy, fatigue easily, it isn't just for the heart muscle, it's for all the muscles. It's also for your brain, for neurotransmitter activity in your brain.
Right.
A major component. Okay?
Right. And just like they're talking about the poor circulation, even as early, can be even in the 30s, when people fall, lose balance, etc. Remember what has been in there in the news about the heart is dependent on adenosine triphosphate. And that's CoQ10.
It needs the CoQ10 for the energy.
That's
when
right.
You're young,
the strength, the pumping action.
When you're young, your body makes cardio CoQ10. But as you get older, like everything else in life, the production of all the health-generating benefits of creation start to diminish. And so then, instead of looking at the natural remedies for these things, the pharmaceutical industry says, we have a new drug, another new drug, and another drug. Folks, we have people coming in the store on 25 drugs they take every day of their life, and they're walking around like zombies, and they have no energy and no vitality. The idea that holistic physicians put forth is recreate what you had by what? A healthy lifestyle? Excellent diet, good exercise, and by using the right nutrients, which amplify the benefits of what you had before, okay? And cardio CoQ10 is just that major component which strengthens your heart and every other muscle in your body. One person said to me one time, says, but if I strengthen my heart, it's going to increase my blood pressure. I have high blood pressure. I can't have blood. No, just the opposite. When you strengthen your heart, it actually helps to reduce excessive blood pressure levels. So it's rejuvenative, renewing, restorative of every muscle, the heart being the most prominent muscle of anybody's body. That's where you want to go with it, say holistic physicians.
Right, and critically important. And, you know, again, we can't take people off medications, but we can give people facts, and even facts that are printed about things. One of the main, you know, there's a black box warning on the statin or cholesterol drugs that they cause dementia, they cause muscle breakdown, they cause diabetes, the sugar to shoot up into the air. One of the main things also that top reporters like Dr. Steven Sinatra, MD, cardiologist, leading cardiologist, and many others have reported, which is there in the facts, is that statin drugs, those cholesterol drugs, rob the body of CoQ10. That then they get the muscle pain, the weakness, the heart weakness, etc.
That's right. They destroy the integrity, the muscle capability of the heart.
And
isn't
instead,
that ironic?
Why don't people take, there's wonderful natural combinations all from nutrients like cardiozyme, which has been demonstrated those great nutrients helping to clean out the veins and arteries and establish the healthy cholesterol levels in all the different manners. Isn't that true?
It's a major companion.
Cardiozyme.
Cardiozyme and cardio CoQ10 make a combination that's
wonderful.
Unbeatable.
And you know, whenever I see the name Charlton Heston, I think of how I was my father's fan. I mean, my father was a fan, and I was a fan. When he played Moses.
Moses.
I know. There was one of our favorite films. I was young and all. We and watching him play Moses, you know, in
and the chariot ride, the chariot race.
All of that. He was a great actor and wonderful man. And here is what the doctors and Newsmax are reporting here. Omega Man was a 1971 Charlton Heston movie about survival in a diseased and dangerous world. I didn't know that.
Omega Man?
Yes.
I never heard of that movie.
No, this is what it says. Okay. Film critic Gene Siskel gave it 1 star. These are famous names. Roger Ebert begrudged it 2. Roger Ebert. Maybe the movie makers, say the doctors, should have made more of the Omega than the Man, because Omega 3s are superstars. And here's what they say. I love this. I love this in the Newsmax doctor report. Omega 3's DHA, decoxyhexanoic acid. Did I say that right?
You say that right.
Oh,
you're
my
so
gosh.
Good. You've been practicing that word for how many years?
You've been beating me over the head with it for
and
years
it just,
and years.
And it just rolled off your tongue.
I said, no, oh, Gary just put the word in over there. It wasn't. I didn't say it. He's known me for years, so he's duplicating my voice, and he just did it right in there. Thanks, Gary.
I do notice that when you've tried before, he's been saying the word whispering. The word,
but
trying
it didn't
to
work.
Lead you on to get the right.
It didn't work with me, so that's why. You better dub this one, Gary, because, you know, I'm not sure. Okay, EPA,
Gary let you down.
EPA, okay. This is what they're reporting. What's the word for that?
Eicosapentaenoic acid.
Okay, DHA and EPA are essential fatty acids, say the doctors, that your body cannot produce. You have to get them from wild fish and supplements. DHA is important for the health of your brain, just as Mona and Dennis have said. They don't say that, I'm saying. The retinas in your eyes, just as Mona and Dennis have said.
But
and
Mona
vital
and
organ
keep in mind,
system.
Keep in mind, Mona and Dennis have said this because the reports from so many other doctors.
Exactly.
Say it.
And they go on to
and
say.
And we're simply mouthing their words. In reporting this, how important these nutrients are.
And the DHA and EPA, they go on to say that EPA can prevent the blood from clotting easily, as well as fighting inflammation to ease pain and swelling. It is also used to lower triglyceride levels. And they talk about the importance of supplementing the fish oils, DHA. They say, consider taking the DHA and EPA omega-3 supplements daily. Can you...
Now, wait a minute. Let's just pause for 1 second. Reducing inflammation.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And I mentioned earlier about how the super omega-3, along with the pain power, the super curcumin combination with the natokinase and serrapeptase, reduces inflammation, how the two of them can help remove the amyloid plaque in the brain.
And I know a song, but I bet you can't, you think it's sexist, so you want to substitute the word brothers. I remember a great song I used to love to sing in theater, you know, sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters, you know, and they dance around and they speak about how each one supports the other. And I think that's lovely, but I guess we should say sisters, brothers, okay?
You can say whatever you like.
That's right.
You know,
they're great supportive players. They work together brilliantly and wonderfully. And now I want you to say, because you say it very, very well. I'm applauding you for that. The molecular distillation, the utter purity, high power, low cost. Go talk about that molecular distillation.
You just said it.
Molecular distill. That's the only kind, certified in millions of parts, free of any contaminant.
That's right. We're talking about the oil, the EPA, DHA from Super Omega 3. Okay, it's molecularly distilled. Now, when you distill water, you boil the water. If you boil the fish oil, you've destroyed it. Okay? So how do you get molecular distillation? It's in a vacuum.
A vacuum? You mean you have to vacuum like a carpet?
Not quite.
What's with the vacuum? What does this mean?
If you spill on the floor, you have to vacuum.
Oy vey.
But no, it's made in a vacuum environment, so there's no real heat generated to make the distillation. it's an incredible process, which removes
all contaminants. Lead, mercury, cadmium, and they even says it right on it. Mm-hmm. There's no contaminant. You never have to be afraid of contaminant from the sea when you're getting the Alive and Well, really pure.
That's what it is, molecularly distilled.
And you know, extremely high potency and extremely low price too. It's really
it
wonderful.
Is. It
now,
is just
and
amazing.
Speaking about, well, you've got to just, it's amazing. Oh, gosh. Look at all they know, but they don't talk about, but they should. But here it is, okay? And this is Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a new paper published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, it's a medical journal, showed that a low omega-3 index is just as powerful a predictor of early death as smoking.
Did
you catch this?
Oh, mama.
The data, the finding, listen, comes from data from the Framingham Heart Study.
Big study.
One of the longest running studies in the world, which has provided insights into cardiovascular disease, CVD risk factors, and led to the development of the Framingham Risk Score, based on 8 standard risk factors: age, sex, smoking, hypertension, diabetes, systolic blood pressure, total cholesterol, all of this.
These are the tests that are run in every major medical center in the world.
Yes.
Okay. And when you have an analysis of your blood, it's from the Framingham
study.
Study, and it's following the same principles that Framingham has established over the past 50 years.
And they said in their press release, mm-hmm. the fatty acids most clearly associated with reduced risk for cardiovascular disease, CVD, and reduced risk for total mortality, that's death from any cause, are the omega-3s, EPA, and DHA.
Got that.
Reduced, the most associated with death from any cause. And, okay, a 2018 report that included 2,500 participants in the Framingham Offspring cohort, followed for a medium of 7.3 years, the baseline red blood cell EPA and DHA content was significantly and inversely associated, that means brought down, with risk for death from all causes. Individuals with the highest levels of the EPA and DHA were a minimum of 33% or more less likely to die from cardiovascular disease during all the follow-up years compared to those who had low levels of that. So the primer, they say at the end, their evaluation and their final statement is, the study, omega-3 index is a strong risk predictor of premature death, well capitalized by the doctors.
But people are taking fish oil capsules and then taking one or two capsules a day, a very low potency content, and they're thinking they're getting fish oil protection, okay? EPA, DHA. It was Dr. Whitaker years ago.
Julian Whitaker. Yes.
Cardiologist.
Yes.
Said years ago, says, when you get the right level of EPA, DHA in your bloodstream, in your brain, in your heart, in your little toe, you reduce the risk of dementia. What?
I thought he said it was like a lube job for the platelets.
Exactly. That's where I was going.
A lube job. Come on, you're a car guy. You're a car guy. He loves old cars. That's why he likes me. I think I'm an
old,
you know.
Well, you certainly drive me to oblivion. I can tell you that.
But you know what he's never done in all these years? And I've told him this so many times. When my mother picked me up at school, oh, gosh, this tells you how old I am. It was in 1956, and she was surprising me because she got a two-tone Chevy, and I felt, I never thought of cars before that,
yeah.
You know, and I fell madly in love with that car.
She didn't get it for you.
She got it for herself.
She said, don't you dare get behind this wheel.
No, she never would let me behind the wheel, but she picked me up at that car, and it was a mad love affair forever with the 56 Chevy, mm-hmm. and you didn't get it from me.
No.
So where were we when we started this?
I don't know.
Lube job
lube
for the
job platelets. For the brain.
And your love for the classic car.
For the platelets of the brain.
Well, I have a love for
but
that,
but you've
too.
Got to get, as Dr. Whitaker said, and it's been reinforced by Dr. Sinatra, the cardiologist, is you've got to get the right level
That's right.
The EPA and DHA.
Right, absolutely. You are so right. You're so right.
And the right level is 3,000 milligrams combined of those two. That's 3 grams. But people are taking a 200 milligram capsule thinking they're getting heart protection. They're not. Okay? What you've got to do is to get the 3 grams of EPA, DHA combined. And that is in 5 capsules of super pure omega 3. Super pure omega 3 gives you that 3,000. Okay?
That's right. It's amazing. It's so high in those EPA and DHA.
But you can take more if you want to, because it is completely without negative effects.
It's just absolutely wonderful.
Brain,
and amazing.
Heart, complete circulation. It's amazing what it can do for lungs. It's a major, and again, anti-inflammatory nutrient, which keeps working with, as I mentioned earlier before, about the pain power with the healthy fats for the brain, for the heart, for every cell in your body.
Right.
Your eyes.
Right.
Big time for the eyes.
And we did a report on radio, again, major medical report. We did all the different aspects, all these things, and many other reports supporting what the doctors were saying and the researchers said, that it was more effective than antidepressants or anything else for depression, mood elevation.
Anxiety.
It worked excellently. All of those wonderful things. And that's been known for years. And remembering, fathead, you know, don't take this as an insult. Because we're all fatheads. That means that about 60% of our brain are made up of the two fatty acids, EPA and DHA. EPA and DHA. Are we understanding that? So we need to keep taking it. The head of Cleveland Clinic, you know.
Healthy fats, EPA, DHA.
Yeah, absolutely same.
We're not talking about...
I have to take my super pure fish oils every single day, he said, because my brain... He said he was 50 then, and my brain is shrinking, and I don't want it to shrink.
There you go.
So all of those different things making up the component of the brain, and remembering how important, even as early as when I was pregnant so many zillion years ago, and we knew then, even starting out in nutrition as we were, we knew then the importance of the super pure fish oils when a mommy was pregnant and when a mommy was nursing, because they were critical for the eyesight of the child, the brain of the child, the heart of the developing child.
The spinal column, the central nervous system.
All those different wonderful things, okay? And just like they've said, that these doctors are saying, that they those two fatty acids work magnificently together. They both have all kinds of interactions. And the DHA is critically important for the construction and maintenance of the retina of the eyes.
You get that? That's beautiful.
You got to keep your retina. You don't see without it. The retina of the eyes, the health of the cardiovascular, EPA. So all of that. And sometimes you have to always check the levels, because you get a very high level of those two in the Alive and Well omega-3s.
Well, it's from the highest potency in the market.
Right. And, you know, dear, this information, and I'm applauding another medical doctor, Dr. Mercola, and... talking about vitamin C and how it stands out in its actions as an antioxidant. And he says it's a major electron donor in your body's battle against oxidation, helps maintain optimal electron flow in your cells, and can help protect vital molecular elements in your body, proteins and lipids. Experts say vitamin C plays a dual role in your body, antioxidant, essential nutrient, but it also helps heart and vascular health. And it has a potential positive effects on the blood vessels, all right? I'll give this to you in a second, dear. But remembering, too, and before I go on, I want to say we've known about the vitamin C, and we also know about the importance of the combination with quercetin, the natural bioflavonoid in the pulp and coloring matter of the plants. As an anti-inflammatory, it's been in the news a lot for the sinuses, the throats, and lungs, and... the combination together is really critically important. That's why we have we supply a lot of that at Alive and Well, because it's very important, the combination with the quercetin and vitamin C. And He says vitamin C, vascular health research. Can you read this ending here about vascular health research?
Absolutely.
On the vitamin C. Go ahead, baby.
Okay. Verbatim, folks, word for word. Back to that vascular health research. The doctor says researchers wanted to take a closer look at earlier findings that vitamin C supplements positively affect blood vessel function. A total of 35 sedentary, overweight, or obese adults entered the three-month study. Obese and overweight adults tend to have higher levels of activity of a certain protein that constricts blood vessels, putting those adults at higher risk.
That's right.
About half the participants did regular aerobic exercise training, such as walking, and the other half took a daily dose of 500 milligrams of regular oral vitamin C.
So, you know, it's amazing that this was, you know, proving out how important that vitamin C was in that. And there's another study out, too. Go ahead, finish it up, sweetie.
What may matter most with the vitamin C and how it supports heart and vascular health is your plasma vitamin C levels. Eating a vitamin C-rich diet and supplementing regularly with vitamin C to raise plasma levels.
That's right. And you know, we want to say that there's a new study that came out to the importance of the high dosage of vitamin K2 as MK7. And this was in Oslo, Norway. Details of this study in the press release. Okay, and this was the investigators, Aristotle University in Greece. They studied the effect of K2 supplementation on arterial stiffness and the occurrence of cardiovascular events. And they use high dosage of K2 as MK7 only. Chronic kidney disease, also a state of progressive vascular calcification and cardiovascular disease. And they've been finding that MK7 was critically important. And the quote here is, people with kidney problems exhibit low vitamin K2 status, which has been shown to increase cardiovascular disease as well as death mortality risk, explained the head Dr. Vick. Vitamin K2 supplementation was shown to be effective to improve the status in kidney patients. Vitamin K2 as MK7 will be used in this study, and it's ready here. We have a substantial evidence that this MK7 K2 is an important cardiovascular support nutrient, presents great hope for at-risk patient population. All of that wonderful information and all the great things that are there at Alive and Well. This is what we've been talking about. Working with D3, vitamin K2 takes the calcification out of the veins and arteries and helps to put them in the bones and not in the arteries.
Right where they belong.
And you can call us at the 877-4950, 877-4950 for any of our wonderful services. You can have food ready for you. You can have all the different things. You can have the vitamins shipped anywhere you're going. We have people traveling. I want the terrific Alive and Well and other supplements sent there. Or have family. I want that to be sent. We'll do all of those services for you. And you can also call the 877-4950. Set up a time. Dennis and I, not doctors, don't pretend to be.
But you can talk with Mona or you can talk with me. We don't prescribe. That's not what we do. We give you information.
That's it.
If you want to know what nutrition can contribute to your health situation, we're delighted to sit down and talk with you for whatever length of time
That's
you
right.
want.
So call and make that appointment so we're not sitting and talking with somebody else.
Yeah.
Make the appointment, all right, with Dennis or with me. And remember, for any of our wonderful services, we are there for you. Don't forget the gorgeous, fantastic Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Organic, delicious, fabulous, rebuilding, protection, all those great things.
You can go to the Broth app at Alive and Well, place your order. Tell them when you want it. It'll be there the minute you walk in the door. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time.
That optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.